The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
You got another thing coming.
Let's hate, man.
Rock! To the dog.
Watchdogs over the Metropolitan.
Then on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Hey, Seattle.
Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah, heart dudes are.
Taylor Swift, damn, she
hit. You can't just flop that thing out on national TV and be like, hey, check this thing out.
You like that? You like that?
Nah, it's brutal, dude.
You know what the solution to that is? Touch our penises more often.
China.
Excuse me. I got something's on.
Now that I had a jelly bean in my dome, I bought the cock and then I released it. Keeping it classic. And break.
Yeah, we're way over.
Yeah, we're 5 minutes over.
I blame Joey.
Yeah. Let's blame Buck. Why didn't you say
let's,
something
let's
to
do
us,
that.
Buck?
Yeah, John.
Are you all right?
Jim.
John Buckley? Why didn't you tell us that we were that far over?
Why didn't you tell us, jerk?
Why did I not tell you?
Yeah, make us look
bad. I was only pantomiming kicking Isaac during the end of it. But
Well, I mean,
wait, you can't kick me. I'm way
I know, that's why I was pantomiming it.
Oh.
I am an ignorant boob. Apparently.
Yeah, you needed to break.
All right. Well, do we have to break now? We do.
Yes, you do.
Darn it. We didn't give him anything.
We were supposed to break like 6 minutes ago.
Tell a joke. Do you have a joke?
Boy, a clean one?
Are you a joke guy?
Aren't you like a master of the dad joke?
Yeah, but they're just off the top of my head. I don't have a memorized.
I don't really have a, like, you know? I have three or four go-to jokes, but they're awful.
I'm not joke guy. I don't have holstered jokes.
Well, I mean, jokes are kind of dumb, and the couple of ones that I do have, they're in no way appropriate for the air.
Like, well, tell them anyway.
I don't think I can. I mean, I don't think I can. I know I can't. Like, that's, you know.
Give it a shot. See what happens.
No. Let me think about that. No. You're making me uncomfortable. And it would make everyone uncomfortable.
Gloria!
You're making me uncomfortable.
All right, well, we gave you nothing there.
Nothing. But you got, like, extra Joey content.
We might have a joke for you when we come back. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
When's the last time you
come
told
on!
A joke?
I mean...
Yeah, one about a dead cat and, you know, being put somewhere.
I can never remember
that's a
pretty
good one.
What?
I raw dogged a dead rabbit today.
Yeah, that did happen.
Yeah, that's always been a go-to. I got one about a cat in an emergency room, and you know. But again, you can't tell that one.
Well, you're kind of trying to.
Yeah, you can. You can. You do your own. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay. All right. Well, we will take a break, and when we come back, we'll get into the club. Viral video. This involves a cyclist in. Park City, Utah.
Yeah.
This is a big viral video today.
I've been to Park City, and this is about right. It's on par.
Okay. That's next on The Fan. Yeah, Jason Worth had a Kentucky Derby horse.
Yeah, that's why I didn't get to answer your question, Souk. The reason why I know that Jason Worth is into horse racing now is because he was either an owner or co-owner of one of the ones that won a Triple Crown race this year.
Yeah, well, he was out there on the track for the Kentucky Derby.
Well, Buck said that he thought he heard that Kiki Hernandez, who hit a home run, was the eighth all-time leading postseason home run guy.
They flashed a graphic on my television. Well, maybe it was just my television, no one else's, but it said 14 postseason home runs, eighth all-time.
That is definitely not eighth all-time, but I will say I am stunned that he has 14 postseason
seems like a lot.
Home runs.
Yeah,
14 would put him top 20.
But I looked that up. He does have 14 postseason home runs.
So that would put him one behind Babe Ruth for 19th. And he would have passed.
You are kidding me that Kike Hernandez has roughly the same number of postseason home runs as Babe Ruth.
But remember, back when Babe Ruth played, there was two rounds of postseason play.
Yeah.
Whereas now...
How many games did Babe Ruth play in the postseason?
Let's see. Games in the postseason, Mr. Ruth played in 129.
Damn. And Kike hasn't played an Emmy.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's 129 at-bats.
Yeah.
I apologize. I was like, that seems like a lot. Babe Ruth played in 41 games.
And how many has Kike played in?
Kike, well, if you don't include... Well,
75.
75 with okay. this.
All right. So, almost twice as many. Yeah.
Now, top five is Manny Ramirez has 29.
Man Ram,
and then Altuve, Bernie Williams, and then here's one, Kyle Schwarber. And Kyle Schwarber has 21, like Manny has 29 in 111 games. Schwarber has 21 in 69 games. And then Jeets has 20. That's your top five.
Derek Jeter, huh?
Yeah, Jeets, 158 games. He played in a lot of games. He by far has the most postseason games.
Kiki Hernandez, 208 postseason plate appearances, 18 series over 9 years.
Yeah.
Pretty much all with the Dodgers, except... Yeah. In 2021, he was with the Red Sox. Boy, surprised. And even worse, did you see his home run celebration?
I sent it to you.
No, what did he do?
You didn't see it?
No, I wasn't.
I'll send it to Suk, too.
Yeah, send it to him.
Yeah, I will.
Look that up. It's basically, you know,
it's like a chest bump, but below the belt.
Yeah, you know how guys chest bump?
He cup checked?
No, like, cup check.
They thrusted
bump.
Together.
Yeah.
A thrust bump.
Mm. Yeah.
So they touched tips.
I just DM'd it to you, yeah.
It's in your DMs. Mm. Check your DMs.
Sliding in like Kike Hernandez.
So Buck is sending me now crotch things. Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Boy.
That's something, isn't it?
So that's premeditated.
Yeah, they've worked on this.
Who is that? Kike and who? That's the
question.
I
think it's Gavin Lux.
Gavin Lux, yeah, number 9. Whose idea? Like, does Kike go to Lux and be like, hey, just so you know, if I hit a home run, touching dongs. Like, what? Is that what it is? Like, you hit a dong, therefore you have to touch dong?
You know there's a bunch of people in the South going, gah, freaking L.A.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
I've never seen so much dong in my life.
Yeah, I don't know
only
if I...
in L.A.
I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
No, that is a new one.
No, that's a
Gotta give them credit for being original.
Well, at least you got the...
You think they got it from Huff and Burl?
Well, you got the cup. I mean, it's the only sport that you regularly... hockey could do it. Because, like, you got to, you know...
Well, not everybody wears a cup.
The skating thrusting.
Baseball, everyone wears a cup, right?
Mm-mm.
Really?
I don't think so.
A lot of people, yeah.
A lot of guys
It's
don't.
Pretty common outfielders don't anymore.
Well, that's true, outfielders. But an infielder, right? You got to wear the cup.
Yeah.
All right, you're not taking
Maybe
it.
That's why when Lux and Kiki are back-to-back in the lineup,
yeah.
They do it that way.
They're cup bros?
It was... and no one knows if there's any... truth to this, but there was this common belief amongst Giants fans, the reason Barry Bonds wouldn't switch to first base towards the end of his career is he didn't want to wear one, so he'd just hang out in left field.
Yeah, you can't.
Okay.
I mean, and like, if you're going, but even if you're an outfielder, and by the way, this is proof, like, that's on you, because Mitch Haniger played the outfield and didn't wear a cup, probably, and guess what? Mitch Haniger is now one ball Haniger. Like, the idea that you're playing baseball without a cup, to me, is fascinating. Like, why would you even risk that? You're just asking for a testicle issue. No thanks.
Vancouver Report text line says that you guys finish every show like that.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I think that hurt.
You guys didn't know that, did you?
That hurt a little bit.
Is that catch? Do you catch that on YouTube? Or is this you?
Yeah,
stream,
we might be off the stream. They might miss that every night.
It
you know?
Shuts off.
That's just for me.
I will say, there's some good flair to it. They do, it's the arms out.
It's dialed in.
Yeah.
They've worked on it.
Yeah, they certainly have practiced. Because that wouldn't be easy.
It's been like weeks in the making, and they like lock eyes in the clubhouse. They're like, "Hey, bro!" And they like come across and bang.
Yeah, you got to work on it. Yeah, that's a well-oiled machine right there. All right, well, go Dodgers.
Pretty hot. <It's>,
boy, I didn't know that was a thing, but you
now
know,
you do.
Now you do. And does this catch on? Amongst other people?
Does their whole team do it? Is Shohei going to be doing this?
I can't see Freddie Freeman doing that.
Freddie and Shohei?
Oh, no.
That'd be great.
Can't see it.
That'd be great. What was it? Bellinger blew out his shoulder doing that stupid arm thing that they did. Seriously. In the World Series. Cody Bellinger separated his shoulder doing that dumb...
It's like the arm lock. It's kind of like a chest bump up for the shoulder. Yeah.
Good one, dumbass. You're better off doing the cup thing.
I was too busy grinding my absolute face off.
Yeah.
Did you see that stat they just showed? The Padres haven't scored in 20 innings.
since their big, like, what, six-run outburst
so
or whatever
much for
was?
The Dodgers' bad pitching.
Yeah, like, we were all just, like, essing all over the Dodgers' pitching. And then they shutout on a bullpen game. Yamamoto went five scoreless, and now what we're into, I don't know who's this on the mound for them.
Phillips.
Yeah.
Evan Phillips. So. The Dodgers are leading the Padres 1-0 in the sixth. Okay. Viral video talk. Next. Here's Buck. Okay, now to viral video news. This one we both saw today. Kind of made the rounds.
We got tagged in this one by a fan listener. At least Suk and I did.
Yeah.
You did too, I think.
Apparently now, anytime there's any sort of bicyclist confrontation or whatever, people like to tag me in it.
That and raccoon stuff.
Yes. Yes. The two things I get the most. Raccoon stuff and
well, you're a bicyclist.
And a raccoon enthusiast.
I am a raccoon enthusiast. What? Am I a cyclist because I like to ride a bike? I don't know if that makes me a cyclist.
I think that's right.
Is that's all it takes?
Well, yeah. I'm a golfer because I like to golf.
Cyclist, don't you have to like ride like, I don't know. This is,
what?
I just like riding my bike. I don't know.
Yes, you're a cyclist.
I don't like being lumped.
You can fight this all you want. You're
like,
a cyclist.
I don't like being lumped in.
You wear your little bike shorts. You got your little...
My little hot pants.
Your little hot pants, your little clip-in shoes. Your little, take off your shorts and dunk me.
Your little helmet.
Well, this guy had all that. His name is Gary Peacock.
This guy's such a douche.
His name is Peacock?
Yes, yeah. Gary, oh, isn't that Gary Peacock, yeah. 73-year-old dude lives in Park City, Utah. He was riding his bike, and this is being filmed by 22-year-old videographer Pierce Kempton.
Who's on his way to shred a local skate park.
Yeah, he's very bro-y young
Pierce
guy.
Versus the Peacock. What could go down?
Yeah, I mean, these guys are kind of both straight out of Central Casting. Like, if you made this...
Yeah. Two Park City bros warring over what you're about to explain. Yeah.
So Gary was on a bike, and Pierce was in a car, and Gary claims that Pierce got too close to him on the roadway.
Yeah, even though it you can clearly see, because the skate bro, he's got a GoPro filming himself while he's driving, because of course he does.
Yeah, well, that's what I wondered. Like, why do you have a dash cam?
Everyone filmed. Like, all the bros now, they film. I don't understand. And while I do appreciate, you know, as a cyclist, I guess, or a bike enthusiast, it does suck when cars ride too close to you. But it does appear that this guy moves to the left to try to give the bicyclist more room. Doesn't mean he wasn't close, but you can see him make an effort to move to the left to give him more room, which I appreciate. But yeah, sometimes when you're riding, cars come close, and it's an uncomfortable feeling. And well, Gary didn't like it.
Gary was pissed, and Gary pulls up to Pierce, who is sitting in his car, and Gary won't let him. He won't let him, like, he blocks the door, opens the door with his bike, and calls the cops.
Well, yeah, the guy goes to leave. He rips the guy's door open and then puts his hand on the
his
kid.
Shoulder, said, "You're not going anywhere."
Boy, I'll tell you what.
And Pierce is being very calm.
I could not believe that my man Pierce handled this well.
And Dr. Peacock calls the cops. And so he's on the line with the cops, and he's just like, "Will you send a cop already?" And you
he
can
almost did.
What does he want
me.
Them sent for?
Well,
like, what is he claiming that he's
being he's being a baby? He's
I know he's being a baby. Well, what crime does he think is committed that a cop's going
to help with? He claims that the kid got too close to him, and that is what he wants. The
and
cops
he said
to
they're threatening him and making him feel
uncomfortable,
unsafe, and it's just like such an exaggeration.
Oh no, they were hurting you so bad.
The kid is sitting. The kid is on the video, and he's like, "Dude," and he's like shockingly calm.
The kid's like, "I just want to go skate."
Like, I just, you know, what.
I like how he says that the kid's making him feel unsafe when Gary is the one forcing the kid to stay there and pulling
Gary's
his door
the
open.
One
making
being,
physical contact, putting his bike basically in your car.
Yes. Nobody did anything other than Gary.
No.
And so the cop shows up, and what ends up happening is Gary gets a $160 disorderly conduct ticket, and they said that he paid it. And he also, the news got a hold of Gary, and later Gary admitted that his temper got the best of him, and he knows it was a bad look, and he was like, "Look, I just was really mad because this happens to me all the time as a cyclist, and I took it out on this kid." Well, the kid got a $130 ticket for passing too closely a cyclist. And they said that because he had the video, he fought it, and they dismissed the ticket. Because
when you see the video, there is zero chance that they... Like, you could tell the cop, the cop was just trying to get everyone, hey, you go your way, each get cited. The kid's like, yeah, I ain't paying that. He's got it on camera, and no way does it look like he came close to that bicyclist.
Anyway, it's worth a watch. It's like 6 minutes of Gary being a little bitch.
Well, and this is why I have a hard time.
I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch.
This is why I have a hard time claiming to be a cyclist. Because while I do appreciate riding a bike is scary, and I certainly have been run off the road, and it sucks, and all of that. So I sympathize with all that. But God, is there a group of people that, how would I say, that burn all of their goodwill more than cyclists? Like, we just...
Yeah, they have a bad reputation.
As a community, we bring a lot of the scorn upon ourselves. Now, it doesn't justify people that roll coal or, again, like swerve or try to run you off the road. Because I always, like, ask Carbro that does this. I'm like, okay, so you don't like that I'm on the road. I'm bothering you because apparently I'm on my bike. You don't think you have to share the road with me, which you do. So you decide that you're going to try to scare me. And so the best case scenario for you is... Right, like you scare me, and then you zip away, and you're like, "Oh,
I showed him. He'll never do that again."
Worst case scenario, you kill me. You literally run me over, and I die, and you go to prison. Like, what? In what world is that scenario like a good thing? And yet, people do it all the time. It blows me away. So, even if you hate bicyclist guy, douchey car guy. What the F, man? And to all you cyclists out there, stop getting in confrontations with people.
Can I ask a question? Though, like, it is an interesting question. Why do cyclists have such a bad rap?
Because we get pissed off a lot. Because it's we feel like no one. And
because it's like, Gary, so you go through this happens to you 10 times.
10 times, you say.
And the 11th one, you're just so pissed off. You're like, come on, man. Stop doing.
I think there's also an element where you're doing something riding next to cars where you're not protected at all. No. So it's inherently dangerous. And you feel good about it as long as everyone else is doing what they're supposed to do. And as soon as you have a driver acting like a jackass or looking at their phone or like whatever, then that ruins your safety of that activity.
Yeah, it's...
don't have to be a...
I agree, but I think that's where it comes from.
There's a sense of entitlement from both sides, and so when two senses of entitlement meet, it's like Lux and Kiki Hernandez. The dongs of power touch, and then the heat of the crotch bump is so intense, it just spills over, and you end up with these road rage incidents.
Marking down the dongs of power?
it's awful, and I see it all the time. And I try to not be like this when I'm on my bike because I just know, like, confronting someone in a car when I'm on a bike is the worst proposition you can possibly have. Because all you have to do to end the competition is step on the gas, and again, I'm run over. But for Gary, like, he's lucky this was a 22-year-old calm guy. But like,
do you think that played a part in what he did?
I don't know.
Because, or do you think he would have been like that to anybody?
Like, you're a 73-year-old man. You're 73. Look, maybe you're a former Navy SEAL, but you're 73, and that kid's 22. Dude, there's a good chance that kid's going to whoop your ass and has a skateboard. And for me, if someone ripped open my door and put their hands on me and shoved me back into my car, I'm not going to say that I would have beat Gary's ass. But Gary would not be standing, nor would Gary be in my doorway anymore. And I think at that point, I think, honestly, Gary would be in trouble, not me, with the law. I mean, like, it just blows my mind that I don't care how angry you are. In that moment, he was so livid, he was willing to risk life and limb to prove a point. And the best part is that you can listen to him when he calls the cops. He goes, well, he almost came near me. I need you to send the cops for almost coming. That may be the silliest call.
Yeah, he looks
that
really
you could
bad.
Make to the police.
If you watch him in the video, he looks like a little petulant child.
Yeah.
And I will say, can I offer something else, though?
Yeah.
With regards to why cyclists have a bad rap.
Sure.
And this is going to sound terrible.
Is it because we wear the pants, the little spandex pants?
No. Aren't most
This is going to be bad, but continue.
Aren't most cyclists rich white folks?
No.
Because I feel like they are. I feel like these guys, they're Gary Peacocks. That's who they are.
You're saying it's like...
It's the people who always seem to be full of absurd grievances. Like, you cannot overstep your bounds by a millimeter without them being pissed off about it.
Well, it does feel like the kind of activity that has a pretty high barrier. Like, I guess you can just get any bike and ride it around, but if you're cycling, you need a nice bike,
that's a lot of money.
Shoes and, like...
I feel like they're all doctors, and doctors are a-holes.
Well... To your point, yes. Not everyone, but yes. A lot of the people
hedge
that ride
fund managers.
Bicycles are expensive.
Exactly.
Like, it's shocking when you... Like, I bought my bike used, and you would still be like, oh, my God, you paid what? Like, bikes are expensive. And then all... And like any other hobby, golf's the same way. Everyone loves to play cosplay dress-up. So you buy a lot of unnecessary crap because you think it looks awesome.
But you have the money.
You have the
disposable income, and it's usually white folks.
Yes.
And it's usually white men. Yeah. And you know how old... fairly well-off white men feel about anything that anybody ever does to them that's bad.
And then you mix
it's the worst thing in the world.
You're right about this, that if you take the right guy, rich white guy on his bike, older guy, and then you mix in one of two people that are often responsible for these sort of confrontations from the car side of things, you either get a bro-y young guy, all I hear, or you get redneck a-hole in the big truck.
Your truck's balls, yeah!
And let me tell you, that is oil and water.
Screw the learned people, no!
Like, that is a combustible
sort of
situation.
Yeah, flags!
I don't know who I'd side with in that.
I will say, when I'm riding my bike, there is nothing that I hate worse than big truck. And you can hear them coming. Like, I have a little mirror that goes on my drop bar, and I can see. And you can hear when the big small penis truck comes rolling up behind you. And I will say that it usually gives a lump in my throat, because that is the car or vehicle that usually, to me, gives the cyclist the most problems. 100%.
So this guy says, no, that's just the ones who get pissy. That's my point.
Yeah.
That's why cyclists have a bad reputation, because the pissy ones are always the entitled ones.
Yeah. Well, then why is it the redneck a-hole, though, that hates someone simply because they're on their bike? That's the other one that I don't understand. Why does Roland Cole douche get so angry at someone for trying to be healthy or enjoying an activity? Is it because you're fat and can't ride a bike? Or, you know, what exactly is that crux of it? You think you're like a liberal snowflake because you're on a bike?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because when I got run, the only time I've had someone deliberately, I was run off the road by a big white truck with the Don't Tread on Me flag, keeping it classy. And he ran me off the road on purpose, busted up my bike.
He was treading on you.
He was treading on me, tore up my knee a little bit, and he swerved. It wasn't like he was, he just swerved. And it was a purpose pitch. He honked his horn real loud, swerved at me. And then as he drove by me, he said, get off the road, bundle of sticks. And to this day, I'm fascinated at what my presence on that road led to that, where he decided that he was going to try to make me crash, which he did. And then I was a bundle of sticks because I was on a bike. To this day, I can't quite process that.
All right. We'll be back to wrap it up. On the fan. Well, getting a little nervous about my father's.
I'm going to say, like, we're in the top of the seventh here, and...
they still have not scored.
The Dodgers have blanked him. If you would have told me that the Dodgers are going to win this series in Game 5 scoring one run, then I would have laughed at you. And they blanked him last night, so we're going on what now? What, 16 innings of shutout ball?
No, 21.
Oh, 21.
Yeah, we just...
Oh, yeah, back
we
into
just
the,
said that.
Yeah, in the other game.
Yeah, 20. They had gone 20, and now this is the 21st straight inning of scoreless baseball from the San Diego Padres.
Yowzers. Against the Dodgers pitching?
Brutal.
Doesn't seem right.
Well, anybody got any hot takes on what's going to happen out at Autzen tomorrow? Buckley, you got a... You're a gambling man. Who'd you bet on?
I haven't bet on a side. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think especially first half. I think they feel each other out. I think they try to run the ball. I think it's explosion plays eventually get there, but I wouldn't be surprised if one or both offenses struggled, so I'm going to go low.
Yeah, you can see that. You know, Ohio State. Oregon has been bogged down a handful of times this year. Ohio State in the first half against Iowa only had 7 points and then exploded. I'm taking Ohio State. I don't have a great feel about it. Again, I'll say it. I think Oregon is more than capable of winning the game. They're more than talented enough. But I said this earlier in the day a couple times over the week. The only argument I've heard for Oregon all week is they're due to put it all together, which is interesting that you haven't put it together and you think you're going to do it against Ohio State and you're at home. Now, 34 of the last 35 at home, so maybe that is a good one. But I just can't think of anything that I would point to against lesser competitions that both sides have played. So both have played nobody. I can't think of a single area where I would say that Oregon has been better than Ohio State. Maybe quarterback play, even though the numbers are basically the same and Gabriel is throwing interceptions. There just isn't any matchups that I look at and say I think are a big favor of Oregon. So I am going to take Ohio State. But again, at Autzen Stadium, it's tough to bet against the Ducks, but I will. I'll go out on a limb and give me the Buckeyes.
Well, everybody, be safe out there. Have a great time if you're going. Have a great time if you're not. Should be a nice weekend. Maybe our final really nice weekend of the year, weather-wise.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Let's be like in the mid-70s.
Hopefully
so
not.
Let's go. Give me a great game. It's all I care about.
That's all Jason cares about.
Win or lose, man. Just give me a good game. I don't want to see a blowout either way. And I don't think we will. I think it'll be a close game.
Have a great weekend. You will be shove that up your little pumpkin ass. Little pumpkin ass. Huh? We will be back Monday, 3 to 7 on the Fan Connect. Do the walk. Do the walk.